الحمد لله خالق كل شيء من بيده ملكوت كل شيء.
Praise is for God, the creator of everything, the one in whose hand is the sovereignty inwardly and outwardly over everything.
نشهد أنه الله الذي لا إله إلا هو وحده لا شريك له منه المبتدأ وإليه المرجع والمصير.
We bear witness that he is God alone without partner. From him is the beginning and to him is the return.
ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدا عبده ورسوله البشير النذير والسراج المنير.
And we testify that our liege Lord and our beloved, the Prophet Muhammad, is his servant and messenger, the bearer of glad tidings as well as warning.
قال في رسالته للبشرية كلكم لآدم وآدم من تراب.
He said, the Prophet said in his message to humanity, all of you are from Adam and Adam is from earth.
مرفعا لهم عن العصبيات الموجعة لهم في التقاتلات أو التخالفات أو المفاوضات.
Raising them from the sectarianism and division that would cause them to fall into mutual malice, hatred, or severance of ties.
صلى الله وسلم عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سار في دربه وعلى جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين.
We ask God, or we invoke God's blessings upon him as well as his peace. And upon his token companions and all of those who travel along this way of his until the final day.
وعلى آلهم وصحابهم وتابعيهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين.
And that's also as we invoke those upon his token companions and those who didn't follow them until the final day.
أما بعد فإن قضية علاقة بين الإنسان وكيفية تعايشهم في الحياة أمر مهم لكيف ليقوم به كيفية قضائهم الفترات العمرية في هذه الحياة.
And to proceed as a matter of how human beings coexist on the surface of the earth is of extreme importance and is necessary and will determine for proper living and will determine the manner in which they live for the lifespan that they spend in this world.
فهناك قيم وتشارك في المساهمة على مصالح تشمل الكل يجمع عليها العقلاء.
And there are values as well as collective interests that encompass all and are proclaimed and all people of reason and wisdom have a conviction of the validity of these values and necessity of these interests.
لكن الشأن في استيضاح المعاني لأمثال هذه القيم وكيفية تطبيقها في الواقع.
However, what's of importance is casting light on these values and the meaning and their practical application.
فلو كان كل ما تنتهي إليه العقل نهاية صحيحة بأسلوب صحيح ينفذ في الواقع لانحلت مشاكل العالم.
If everything that people arrived at based on proper use of intellect such that they arrive at accurate conclusions and they apply those in their surroundings, the problems that we face in the world and in our lives would come to an end.
ومع اختلاف المستويات في المدارك العقلية كاختلاف حالات الأبصار الظاهرية في الرؤية.
The differing aptitudes people have to arrive at understanding based on the use of their intellect are similar to the differing capacities that people have to perceive objects, for instance, with their faculty of sight.
يبقى الشأن دائما على حسن بيان قوي الإبصار لمن كان ضعيف الإبصار.
So then, if that's the case, this affair is based upon those with a strong faculty of vision, making things clear for those who have weak sight.
لكن إذا توهم أو ادعى ضعيف البصر أنه قوي البصر وحده ويرى كل شيء فتبدأ الصعوبة في معالجة المشكلة.
However, if the person with poor eyesight claims that he has correct, he has a good sight, and if he perceives everything correctly, then we'll begin to have, or actually, then the problem will be difficult to resolve.
إننا نرى أن العقول في إدراكها لحقائق الأشياء كالأبصار في رؤيتها لأجسام الأشياء تحتاج إلى نور.
So we also see that minds, in their perception of the realities of things, need light, just as the faculty of sight to perceive physical things requires light.
وكما أننا نرى أن من النور الشمس إذا تطلعت ثم تستفيد منها كل ذي بصر سواء أقر بأن هذه الشمس مخلوقة لله والله يطلعها أو لم يقر بذلك.
And then we also see that the sun when it rises, it provides light that everyone that possesses vision benefits from, whether or not they acknowledge that it was created and that its creator is the one who made it rise.
كذلك نرى أن وحي الله الذي يوحيه إلى أنبياء نور يسطع فيستطيع الاستفادة منه من صدق في هذا الوحي وأنه من عند الله ومن لم يصدق به.
Similarly, we find that divine revelation of God, when it is conveyed, both those who believe in it as well as those who do not have faith in it are able to derive benefit therefrom.
لهذا لم تقتصر مهمة الأنبياء في معالجتهم لأوضاع الخلق على شان من آمن بهم وحدهم. بل امتد أمرهم فيما يستطيعونه ويتهيأ لهم بالنسبة لغير من لم يؤمن بهم.
For this reason, the responsibility of prophets in rectifying problems and solving problems was not limited to those who had faith in their message, but extended to those who did not believe in them, and that they tried to arrive at resolution to the extent that was in their capacity.
فنجد في هذا قول الله تعالى لقد أرسلنا رسلنا بالبينات.
We find this in the saying of God, the translation of which, the meaning of which is, we have sent our messengers with clear signs, they could say clear proofs.
وأنزلنا معهم الكتاب والميزان.
And we revealed or sent down to them the book as well as the balance or the scale.
ليقوم الناس بالقسط.
So that people would establish equity.
لم يقل ليقوم من اتبعهم من آمن بهم أو المسلمون بقسط ليقوم الناس بالقسط.
He didn't say that those who believed in them and followed them would establish equity, but he said that humanity would establish equity or justice.
ونجده يخاطب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بهذا الخطاب.
And similarly, we find him speak to the Prophet, peace be upon him, in other verses with the same address.
إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ بِالْحَقِّ.
Verily, we sent the revelation down to you in truth, or through truth.
لِتَحْكُمَ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ بِمَا رَأَى اللَّهُ.
That you judge between people through that which God has shown you.
وَلَمْ يَقُلْ بَيْنَ مَنْ آمَنْ بِكَ وَبَيْنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ.
And again, in this verse, God did not say between that you judge only between those who believe in you and surrender as Muslims.
بل وكان سبب نزول الآية واقع لحكم منه صلى الله عليه وسلم بين بعض اليهود وبعض المسلمين.
Actually, the circumstance in which this verse was revealed was that there was a case that he was going to judge between some of the Jewish people and some of the Muslims.
فكان القمة في الإنصاف والعدل وإعطاء كل ذي حق حق.
So he reached the pinnacle of fairness, justice, and giving each their rights.
فلما اعتدى منسوب إليه وسرق ثم نسب السرقة إلى غيره ما كان منه إلا أن رد كل شيء إلى نصابه وبرأ ساحة المتهم وهو ممن يكفر به.
And when someone who was attributed to his religious community, one of the Muslims, stole and falsely accused someone who was not of his community of that theft, the result of the judgment of the Prophet, peace be upon him, was that he judged and between them justly placed everything in its proper context, exonerated the one who was falsely accused, and took the one who committed the crime to task.
مستكملاً بذلك أداء الدور في تربية أتباعه وأداء الدور في القيام بالحق لمن لم يتبع.
And through this, he fulfilled his responsibility both in his instruction of his followers, the adherents of his religion, and also in showing justice even to those who did not believe in him.
فبخصوص القضية التي نتحدث عنها نجد في الوحي إليه صلى الله عليه وسلم إقامة أساس في المقصود من خلق بني الإنسان وتنوعهم إلى شعوب وقبائل.
And also in the case, this specific case that we're discussing, we find in God's revelation to him that the wisdom of the creation of humanity is mentioned, and also of there being of differing tribes.
يا أيها الناس
يا
أيها الناس إنا خلقناكم من ذكر وأنثى.
God said, O people, verily we created you from a male and a female.
أي آدم وحواء.
Meaning Adam and Eve.
فلا يمكن لرجل أن ينكر انتسابه إلى أنثى ولا يمكن لأنثى أن تنكر انتسابها إلى رجل.
So no man can deny that he descends from a woman or from women, nor can any woman deny that she descends from men.
وتبدأ هنا تذهب الأوهام في الاختلاف بين الجنسين أو التعادي بينهما.
So here the illusion and the misconception of the battle of the sexes, if you will, that's what I can translate it, begin to be removed.
تأصلهما واحد.
Their origin is one.
الذي يريد أن يبني الحياة على أساس تعادي بين الجنسين يكون ظلم الجنسين معا.
So if someone would like to base, or if someone were to base their understanding of life on the opposition between the two gender, that's a transgression against both of these sexes.
لكن يجب أن تبنى على أساس التحادي أصلهما والتحادي منبعهما والتحادي معدنهما.
However, this understanding should be based on the foundation of understanding the unicity of their origin, their source, and God.
ويقول وجعلناكم شعوبا وقبائل.
And the verse goes on to translation the meaning saying, and we made you into tribes and nations.
لتعارفوا.
That you would all know one another, or you could say acknowledge one another's virtues.
يقول ما نوعناكم إلى شعوب وقبائل. لتتعادوا ولتخالفوا ولا ليظلم بعضكم بعضا.
We didn't make you of different tribes and nations so that you would have enmity and opposition and mutual hatred between yourselves.
لتعارفوا.
That you would all know one another.
يتعرف بعضكم على بعض.
That one, some of you would get to know others.
يعرف صفاته وخلاله وما عنده.
That they would know his attributes, qualities, and capabilities.
فيتواصل ما عند هذا بما عند هذا ليحصل التكامل.
So if there's an exchange of what this one has and what that one has, there's a complementary and mutually perfecting relationship.
فالنظرة هكذا في تصور وجود الإنسان على ظهر الأرض وتنوع عدد الشعوب والقبائل.
So this is how the view is of the diversity that exists of humanity on the surface of the earth. And the way the varying ethnicities should relate with one another.
فأي مبدأ أو اتجاه يحمل أكرم من هذا؟
So what principles and values bring something that's more honorable than this?
ويمكن أن يفيد البشرية بانطلاق أوسع من هذه النظرة.
And what view could give a more vast, encompassing point of departure for humanity to interact from?
لكننا في حاجة إلى وعي وإدراك هذه الحقائق.
However, we have a need to have an awareness of and comprehension of these truths.
فإذا قام الأساس على التعارف ليحصل التكامل، فلا بد من منهجية ليقوم التعارف والتكامل.
So if the foundation is established so that this introduction between the different parties can occur, and a complementary relationship can occur, then after that foundation is established, we need a program, if you will, a means of applying this so that it occurs.
المنهجية لابد فيها من أمور مسلم بها عند الجميع.
So this method, for this method to be successful, it's necessary that there are principles that are acknowledged and accepted by all parties.
تلك هي القيم التي تسمو عن التغير بتغير أحوال الإنسان.
These are the values that transcend change. They're the constants, if you will, that are beyond change, despite the changing circumstance, changing circumstances that confront humanity.
فيأتي فقه التطور عند هذا الإنسان والنمو في مسائل الوسائل والأساليب.
So then the thought of human beings will begin, or now we'll say that the thought of human beings about how to deal with progress and growth should be directed towards the means that we use.
فما يمكن أن يأتي معنى تطور الإنسان أن يتحول من ماشٍ على رجلين إلى ماشٍ على رجل واحدة مثلا.
So for instance, in the meaning of human progress, we can't say that it means that the human being will change from a creature that walks on two legs to a creature that walks on one.
ولا يعني تطوره شيئاً أن يتغير عدد عينيه أو يديه مثلاً أو شيء من أعضائه.
And the advance of the human being doesn't mean, for instance, that the number of eyes or hands that he has will change.
فإن تطور ففي المحافظة عليها في أدائها دورها الأساسي.
So if there is progress, then it's in preserving these faculties and using them to fulfill their fundamental roles.
فإذا استعملنا بوانا في تطورنا مثلا للمحافظة على العين.
So for instance, if we use the development that we've arrived at, for instance, in preserving our eyesight.
وتمكننا من العمليات لمصلحة هذه العين.
So for instance, we reach the point where we're able to operate on our eyes.
هذا لا يغير شيئا من أن نظرتي بعين الاحتكار لما خلقه الله تعالى عيب وعار.
That doesn't change the fact that my looking at contempt, looking with contempt at some of God's creation is a vice.
ولا يمكن أن يغير شيء من أن حكم نظرة العين لما يخفيه الآخر في بيته أو في متائه عيب وعار.
And also this technology that we've arrived at doesn't change the fact that my spying into the house of someone else or looking in their private space without permission is a fault.
أو أن أستعملها في إيصال الأذى للغير أو أخذ حقه بغير حق.
Or that it's a fault for me to use my faculty of sight to mistreat someone or wrongfully acquire their property.
بل بتطوري فيما يتعلق بعيني إن رجعت إلى القيم الثابتة اتسع لي مجال حسن استعمالها وأداء الدور الطيب في الحياة.
But rather on my progress in use of this faculty of sight, if we go back to those initial principles that are unchanging, that my progress is in my using it properly to fulfill my role here in this life.
وإن انحرفت عن تلك القيم فما أفادني هذا التطور إلا اتساع ضرري وإضراري بالآخر.
However, if I deviate from those values, my progress doesn't help me except in my ability to transgress against and harm others.
فمن الغش الكبير لهذا الإنسان يقال ما دمنا تطورنا في الوسائل فتخلوا عن قيمكم أو عن أديانكم أو عن أمور ثوابت يصطلوا إليها جميع بني البشر.
And he said, so it's a betrayal of humanity to assert that if they progress, that means that they should leave their values, leave their religions, and leave those constant ethics that they have.
فإذا علمنا ذلك فإن المنهجية لي استعمال التعارف ثم التكامل في الحياة منهجية احترام المبادئ الأساسية.
So then if we've understood this, the method of applying those fundamentals that you previously mentioned, our becoming introduced to others and our having a complementary relationship with them, that methodology is applying those firm, constant principles.
لهذا رأينا الأديان من عهد آدم إلى أن ختم النبيون بسيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم تقوم على حفظ الكليات الخمس.
For this reason, we see the religious communities from the time of our forefather Adam until they were completed with the Prophet Muhammad. Their methodology brought a way of preserving five universals.
النفس واحترام نفس الإنسان.
The first is human life and respect for the human being.
واعتبار الاعتداء على النفوس وإسفاك وسفك الدماء أعظم الجرائم بعد الشرك بالله تعالى.
And considering transgressing against human souls and spilling blood wrongfully is one of the greatest sins, excluding polytheism to associate partners with God.
والثاني الأموال.
And the third second universal is property, preservation of property.
فلا يمكن أخذ مال الغير بأي وجه من الوجوه إلا ما كان عن رضا منه وامتناع.
So one cannot acquire the property of another by any means except if they choose this and they're satisfied with that transaction.
وكل ما كان من شركة ومن غصب ونهب أو كان من تحيل وغش فمحرم.
So any type of theft or trickery or usurping of others' property is wrong.
بعد ذلك يمتاز أهل الأديان بنظرهم إلى بعض المعاملات التي حرمت في الشريعة.
After that, the people of religious communities, they have the distinction of prohibiting certain types of transactions that were prohibited by the sacred law.
فهم يرفضون تطرفا في جانب ما يدعى بالاشتراكية مثلا والاستيلاء على أموال الآخر.
So they reject the extreme that is called, for instance, communism and transgression of or wrongful acquisition of dispossessing the property of others.
وإنكار حق الاختصاص لمن يختص والتحصيل لمن حصل.
And also the denial of the right to or the ability to acquire personal property.
كذلك يرفضون الانفلات في الجانب الثاني فيما يسمى بالرأسمالية.
Similarly, they reject the excess or going beyond bounds, if you will, of the other extreme, which is called capitalism.
فلا مجال للربا.
So, without full stop, usury, or we call interest, but it's broader than just modern interest, and what we know as usury, it's prohibited.
وكيفيات الاستثمار مرتبة بأنواع من الكيفيات التي يمكن أن تستثمر بها الأموال.
However, there are a number of ways that profit can be derived.
وعليهم مع ذلك حقوق لا إجحاف فيها تتعلق بإمكانيتهم ليساهموا في الصالح العام للمجتمع.
And then also humans have rights that may not be transgressed or denied that enable them to participate, in things that are general public interest.
هي كمثل الزكاة مثلا.
These are things such as zakat, which is a prescribed charity for those possessing a certain quantity of wealth and income.
والتي تستبدل عند غير المسلمين بالضرائب.
This is juxtaposed to what people that are not part of the Muslim faith community call taxes.
وبين النظامين الاشتراكي والرأسمالي نجد أن البشرية جربت.
And between or if we observe these two economic systems that were previously mentioned, communism and capitalism, we find that humanity has had the experiment or a trial of each.
وكل من حاملي الفكرتين كان يرى أنها الأنفع يقول أنها الأنفع للبشر والتي تهيئ لهم عيشة رخية طيبة.
And the adherents to each ideology felt that that was of the best interest to give humanity and would give them to live a good and satisfying life.
فلم تطل بنا الأعمار كثيرا حتى رأينا بأنفسنا ما طبق فيه هذا النظام وما طبق فيه هذا النظام والنتائج.
So not much time passed save that we saw the application of both of those systems as well as the results of them.
وبلداننا مما تعرض في فترة لتطبيق شيء من النظام الاشتراكي.
And our lands, we lived for a period of time where they attempted to apply communism.
فكانت من أصعب المراحل التي مرت بها البلدة في العمر.
And it was the most difficult period of time that the town had seen or that the land had seen.
انخفض الإنتاج.
The production decreased.
وكثر الفقر.
And poverty increased.
وتعب الناس في توفير المواد الضرورية الغذائية.
And people had difficulty in attaining the necessary nutrition.
وبعد وفرتها صاروا لتحصيل شيء من الطعام الضروري يعبدون الطوابير الطويلة وربما ذهب بعضهم من قبل الفجر ليصبغ في مكان.
And in order to acquire food, for instance, they'd have to wait in extremely long lines, and some of them might go before dawn in order to do so.
والمدن التي كانت تصدر أنواعا من الثمار صارت تستورد.
And there were towns that used to export various types of crops, and they began after that into import.
ثم ما مرت من الفترات إلا هذه آثار ونتائج تلك النظام الاشتراكي.
Those were results and fruits of or the effects of that communist system.
الذي خرج بعض أتباعه في بلدانهم ليحرقوا صور مؤسسيه.
And then later, some of the adherents to that ideology later burned the pictures or the images of their founders.
غيظا منهم على ما جلبوا لهم من التعب.
Out of rage for the difficulty that they caused them.
ثم رأينا في زمننا أيضا من أصيب بالجنون في ليلة جاءت الأزمة لأهل الرأسمالية.
And also we've seen in this age some people even go insane, go crazy the night that the present financial crisis that is still giving us difficulty occurred.
ورأينا فيهم من بات وهو يملك مليارات وزيادة ثم أصبح لا يملك شيء.
And we saw those who one evening they were billionaires, and the next morning they didn't have any property, they were bankrupt.
وسمعنا أصواتا نشير بعضها في بعض الصحف والمجلات تقول إن الذين فتحوا لنا المجال بإنشان الربا هم الذين أوقعونا في هذه الورطة.
And we hear some commentaries, for instance, in magazines or in the news, saying that those who open the doors to the extent that they did in interest and that type of finance, they're the ones who caused us to fall in this pit.
لتبقى نورانية الشريعة لمن يستفيد منها ولو غير المسلم.
So that the light of the revelation, the revealed law, would remain for those that sought benefit therefrom, whether or not they be adherents to the message.
ومع المحافظة على الأنفس والأموال فعلى الأعراض كذلك.
So along with preservation of life and property, again the revealed revelation brought preservation of you can say lineage or but also it relates to human chastity.
وعلى العقل.
And also preservation of the mind.
وعلى الدين.
And also preservation of religion, preservation of people's faith.
تحت أساس لا إكراه في الدين.
And this is beneath or upon rather the foundation of there is no compulsion in religion.
فلا مجال للاعتداء على الأديان ولا يمكن أن يقبل دين يبني أمره على الاعتداء على الآخرين.
So aggression towards other religious communities is not accepted, and a faith which transgresses against others cannot be accepted.
تبدو الأمور في هجلة وبدوح ووجوب الرجوع إليها، ولكن تبقى المشاكل متجذرة من الانقطاع بين هذه الحقائق وآلية وصولها إلى الأذهان وإلى الواقع في التعامل.
And he said that there are matters that are clear that we must return to and make deference to. However, the problem is clarifying these so that they reach human hearts and minds, and then applying them or transmission of that understanding so that there are actually there's a practical application of these principles.
وفي تاريخ الإسلام نجد أن البلدان التي وصل إليها الإسلام من دون أن ينشأ في أصحابها مقابلة بالاعتداء على الإسلام ولا قتال هم الأكثر عدد.
And we find in Islamic history that those places to which Islam spread and the Muslims that went there or those who adhered to the religion didn't face any aggression in those lands, we find that those are the lands that have the largest population and the most stable situation.
وكل النوعين من البلدان سواء سبق دخول الإسلام إليها قتال من بعض أبناء أهلها أو لم يسبق ذلك بقي بعد دخول الإسلام ديانات غير الإسلام.
And in those regions, two types of regions, regions where Islam spread and they were confronted with force and there was a resulting conflict. There was a fight for those lands where that didn't occur. We find that in both of those situations, there are other religious communities which remained in those places.
When you give to the Bab that he died very close to Muscat, قبل سنوات هو يتكلم في الإمارات. أبي يقولوا إن تاريخنا أننا ما حمينا عن الظلم والوقيعة فينا إلا من بعد ما جاء الإسلام إلى مصر.
And the late Coptic Pope who's recently passed, he said years ago in an interview that he gave in the UAE that if they look, the Coptic community looks at their history, they were not protected from oppression in their history the way they were from the time that Islam came to Egypt.
كانوا مضطهدين قبل حكم المسلمين في البلاد. مضطهدين مغلوب على أمرهم معتدى عليهم مسلوب حقوقهم.
They were subjugated and oppressed in their land prior to Islam coming and governing Egypt.
فما شعروا بإعطاء الحقوق والإنصاف والحرية إلا بعدما دخل الصحابة إلى مصر وحكموا بالإسلام.
And they didn't feel that their rights were given to them and that they were treated fairly and given freedom until after the companions of the Prophet Muhammad reached Egypt and began to govern.
هذه حقيقة نطق بها هذا الباب شنودة في العصرين المتأخر.
And that is a fact that this Father Shenouda he mentioned just recently in this age of ours.
وفي عصر سيدنا عمر بن الخطاب الذي دخل فيه دين الله تعالى إلى تلك البلاد احتكم بعض النصارى إليه ليحكم بينهم في تلك الفترة.
And the second successor to the Prophet Muhammad, the one of his name was Umar ibn al-Khattab, when he was in his position as the magistrate, there was a case that was brought to him from the people of Egypt that he judged and
من أعجبها ما حصل بين ابن قبطي المسيحي وبين ابن أمير الأمير مصر عمرو بن العاص.
Excuse me, there were a number of cases. One of the most amazing of them was a case that occurred between the son of a Coptic Christian and between the son of Omar's minister, who was an also prophetic companion, his name was Amr ibn al-As.
فسبق القبطي المسيحي سبق ابن عمرو بن العاص.
They competed in a horse race, and the son of this Coptic Christian beat the son of Amr ibn al-As, the Muslim governor of Egypt at that time.
فاغتاظ من سبقه إياه بحكم الشباب.
So due to his youth, he was angry about being beat.
عليه الغضب فلطمه وقال خذها وأنا ابن الأكرمين.
And his anger overcame him, so he smacked the man And he said, take that, and I am the son of those who are more noble.
ثم معالجة القضية توحي بأن الناس كانوا عندهم وعي في احترام الأنظمة وطرد كل المسائل من أبوابها.
And then the way this situation was resolved indicates that people had a respect for order and also wisdom resolving in the proper manner.
شكا ابن القبطي لأبيه ما حصل من ابن الأمير.
So the son of this Coptic Christian complained to his father about what the son of the governor had done to him.
فأراد أن يصل بالنظام القائم إلى حقه من بابه.
So he wanted to through the existing system attain his rights.
فكان فيه حل جذري.
And there was a quick solution or a natural solution that resulted.
ولو استعجل وتصرف لضاف إلى المشكلة مشكلة.
And were he to have been impatient and taken matters into his own hands, the problem would have been exacerbated.
فما كان إلا أن سافر وابنه إلى المدينة وإلى عمر بن الخطاب.
So this Coptic Christian traveled with his son to al-Medina, the city of the Prophet, where the seat of the Muslim government was at that time.
يقول إني مستجير بكم من الظلم.
And he came and he said, I am seeking your protection from oppression.
وماذا؟
And then he was asked,
حكاله,
what is that? So he told him the story.
قال فبكي أبقى مكانك حتى نكتب لأميرنا.
And he said, wait here and we'll correspond with our government.
وكتب سيدنا عمر, إذا وصلك كتابي هذا فأقبل بابنك فلان أبو فلان وتعال وإياه.
And so Omar summoned him. He said, when this letter of mine reaches you, you come along with your son Salman.
وصل الكتاب فقال لابنه ماذا فعلت يا بني؟
So then when the letter reached him, he said to his son, what did you do?
فهذا أمير المؤمنين يأمرني أن أحضرك معي فلا بد أنك أحدثت شيء.
And he said, the commander of the faithful is summoning me and telling me to bring you along with me, so something must have happened.
فقال ما أحدثت شيء إلا ما كان بيني وبين ابن القبطي.
And he said, nothing, I didn't do anything except what happened between myself and the son of the Coptic Christian.
يعني إنك توقعنا في الشدائد.
And he said, look, you're causing problems.
وتوجه حتى أقبل على سيدنا عمر.
So they traveled until they came to Sayyidina Umar.
فأول ما وصل قال لي ابن القبطي هذا.
So when immediately upon their arrival,
نعم.
He said to the son of this Coptic Christian, was it him? And he said, yes.
قال ضربت ابن هذا لأنه سبقك.
So then he asked him, did you strike his son because he beat you?
قال كان ذاك.
And he said that happened.
قال متى استعبدتم الناس وقد ولدتهم أمهاتهم أحرارا؟
So he said, when did you enslave the people and their mothers bore them as free? Their mothers bore them and they were free.
قم أيها الولد فلطمه وقل له خذها وأنت ابن الأكرم.
So he said to the son of the Coptic Christian, you smack him back and say, take that and you're the son of those who are most noble.
أقام ولطم.
And so he snatched him back.
قال وأمر بالسيف فوق رأسي عمر.
And take my sword and pass it over the head of Amr, who is the governor.
قال ما بالي أن المؤمن أنا ما فعلت شيئا.
And he said, why me, O commander of the faithful? I didn't do anything.
فإن الولد لم يتصرف هذا إلا مستندا إلى أنك أمير.
And he said that your son didn't do that except because he was leaning on or relying on the fact that you're the governor.
أحسنوا تربية
أولادكم.
أي أمامكم منهاج يقوم الأخلاق.
Meaning that you have a methodology that refines character.
قال المسيح هذا يا أمير المؤمنين قد أخذت حقي كاملا ما لي والعب مر بن العاص.
So the Christian man said to the commander of the faithful, that's sufficient, we've taken back our rights. And we don't have any
need
from
Amr
bin al-As.
نموذج من نماذج أهل الغيرة على الدين.
So that's an example of those who were very concerned for the deen, protective of the deen.
الذين يوصفون بالشدة.
Those who were characterized by firmness.
فهذه الشدة التي تخرجها مصنع تربية محمد.
However, this is the firmness And this is a point here that this word firmness can also be translated as like harshness or severity, but this is the firmness that was produced by the prophetic instruction.
وكان في وصيته للأمير قد قال له.
And in his counsel to the governor, he said to
him, اعدل بين الرعية.
Be just between the citizens.
وعلم أنهم أحد اثنين.
And know that they are one of two people.
إما أخوك في الدين وإما نظيرك في الخلق.
Either your brother in religion or your equal in humanity.
فلا تمل إلى باطل مع أحد.
So don't incline to falsehood or injustice with either.
فعلم أني وليتك عليهم فأنت فوقهم.
And know that I have given you charge over them,
وأنا,
so you're responsible.
وأنا فوقك.
And that I'm responsible for you, or I'm over you.
والله من فوقنا أجمعين.
And that God is above us all.
فلا يبلغني عنك ما تخل به بأمر الشريعة.
And so don't let it reach me that you have not properly adhered to the command of the sacred law.
هذه النظرات الواسعة كانت منهجية عرفوا بها كيفية التعامل.
So these vast perspectives were a methodology that taught them how to interact.
وقد بعث صلى الله عليه وسلم عبد الله بن رواحة بعد فتح خيبر ليأخذ التمر ويقيس كم يخرج هذا النخل من التمر ليفصل نصفه للمزارعين اليهود ونصفه للصحابة.
So after a battle that occurred in a place called Khaybar, and there was a reconciliation about a certain amount of crops that would be paid from that land, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, sent a minister, Abdullah bin Rawaha, to appraise those crops to determine the percentage of, or the portion of them that would be sent.
فأغراه بعض اليهود بشيء على أن ينقص في التقدير ليصبح حظهم كثير.
So one of the Jewish men who lives here tried to bribe him in order to decrease his estimation of the crops so that he would keep a higher percentage.
Good. أتعرضون علي الدنيا ليأخون الله ورسوله.
And he said, would you offer me something worldly, something material, in order for me to betray God and His messenger?
لقد جئتكم من عندي أحب الناس إلي.
He said, I have come to you from the most beloved of people to me.
وأنتم من أبغض الناس إلي.
And you're from the people I love most.
ووالله ما يمنعني حبي إياه وبغضي إياكم أن أزيد تمرة ولا أنقص تمرة.
And he said, but I swear by God, my love for him and my dislike for you would not cause me to decrease one date, the crop happened to be date, nor to increase my appraisal by one date.
سمعه بعض علماء اليهود فكانوا بهذا العدل قامت السماوات والأرض.
So some of the Jewish theologians heard what he said, and he remarked that through this type of justice or equity, the heavens and the earth have been maintained.
نحن نحتاج إلى وعي وإلى تطبيق.
So we then need awareness and also application or comprehension and application.
لنحمل إلى من نعيش معهم والعالم في زماننا أواصر وحبال التواصل على التعارف المؤدي إلى التكامل.
So that we can carry this to the world and those with whom we live in the world to establish again these two fundamentals of our getting introduced to those that differ from us and also our complementing one another.
الشكر الجزيل لجمعية الطلاب المسلمين في جامعة كيب تاون.
And we're great thanks to the MSA here at Cape Town.
على تهيئة هذا التبيين.
In facilitating this
وتيسير هذا التلاقي بيننا.
And also making it easy for us.
في تلاقي مهام العظيمة.
And in our discussion of these great responsibilities or mission.
ولنائب العميد ومن ناب عنه في تهيئة القاعة.
And also we'd like to thank the Vice Chancellor and the other representatives of the administration for providing
us with the الأستاذ المدرس المقدم.
And also to our brother, the professor
الذي عبر في تقديمه عن وعي وتعمق في إدراك معاني كثيرة.
And in his introduction, he expressed that which indicated a great understanding and penetrated
علما وحكمة.
May God increase him in learning as well as wisdom.
ووفقنا أجمعين لوعي المهام الكبرى.
And may God enable all of us to comprehend this greatest mission or responsibility of ours.
وأداء أدوارنا في الحياة.
So that we can fulfill our roles in this life.
لنحمل للإنسانية عواطف المحبة على بصيرة.
So that we can carry sentiments of love, feelings of love to all of humanity in a manner which is guided by inner sight.
ونتعرض لصلاح العمر القصير والأبد الدائم.
So through this, we can live in a manner which is good during this short lifespan and prepare ourselves for our eternal next life.
بشكر موصول للحاضرين من الرجال والنساء فبالجميع تمت هذه الساعة التي نرجو أن تكون مقبولة عند الله نافعة لنا.
And we would also like to thank all of the ladies and gentlemen who attended. Through them, we've completed this hour we spent with you, and we ask God that it be accepted.